Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show, and today we have with us Joni Blackster. It's like Baxter with an L, and she is a health coach and national sales manager and trainer for Just Thrive. Now, your company makes two products, but we're going to be focusing on the Just Thrive probiotics, and maybe later on we'll talk about your advanced vitamin K product. But your company has come out with a phenomenal new spore-based probiotic. And I think a lot of our listening audience is like, well, yeah, we know that probiotics make spores and stuff, but this is an exclusively spore-based probiotic. Tell us, Joni, I'm really interested. Tell us a little bit about the discovery and the history behind this, because this is new. I mean, and at Merryman, we always like something that's new and powerful and you've got studies behind it. So tell us about the discovery of this and how this and the history and how this product came to be.
Exciting topic. Thank you, Mike. So all of this is the result of the Human Microbiome Project, which is was a government-funded project that came started in 2008, because it used to be, you know, when I was growing up, we were always taught that the human body is sterile. And that's because when you try to look inside the body or examine cadavers, it turns out that the bacteria are killed as soon as they leave their environment, not surprisingly.
Then
new technology was invented in which what they do is they look at the genetic material, and from that they can understand better what the bacteria actually do in the body without trying to invade the body.
Wow.
So, and the microbiologist behind this line was actually already still on the product was in R&D for a full 10 years, and the Human Microbiome Project began when he was already on the hunt to learn more specifically about spore bacillus strains and their benefit to the gut.
And the bacillus strain is because there's the acidophilus and so forth. So bacillus is the other, I've always heard it's the other big one, the big important one that we really need. So that's very interesting.
Well, when you're looking at a label, the way you can tell whether or not the ingredients are spore-based bacteria versus the kind that don't have that protective shell is by the first word. If the first word says bacillus, then that defines it as a spore bacteria.
Okay, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in a spore form. It could be non-spore, but yours is specifically already in that, ready to go in the spore form. Is that correct?
Yes. Spores have evolved over eons to naturally have this protective shell. So this is not a new concept to the microbiological world, you know.
But it's kind of
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's kind of when you, I guess, harvest it or when you get it. So, I mean, it's like, you know, you could harvest seeds or you could harvest the plant. So this is kind of like you're making available the seeds. Is that correct? Is that the way to think about it?
Not really.
Okay.
It's more like there are spore bacteria and there are non-spore bacteria.
Okay.
And they're two different categories of bacteria. They're kind of two different animals.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But your product is all spore, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And bacteria have evolved to have this natural spore shell simply because it makes them hardier.
Oh, yeah.
And they can exist in a greater range of environments.
Yes, and we probably should interject right now. I read somewhere that there was some on the space station or something that went up there and came back and survived all of that. And then I think you're talking about like 455 degrees or something, and that you can put this in your coffee and almost cook with it and different things like that, which really is very interesting.
I can say that about our strains.
Yes,
okay?
Our
strains have been heated up to 455 degrees.
Okay.
Yep, and still viable.
Right. And we need to let everybody know that this is Just Thrive is a specific product with specific capabilities, and everything that we're talking about today may not necessarily apply to other probiotics or other competitors or anything. So your product is very unique. And I think, don't you have some patents on a couple of, or their unique strains of the four strains that are in this? Aren't some of them very unique to this product line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Whenever you look on a label and you see bacteria strains that have a number after it, those are ones that have been specifically developed in laboratories and tested, and licensing rights have to be purchased for those. If you see strains that don't have any numbers, they are likely from what's called the wild strain database.
Okay, so they're more, I guess we could call them generic, but they're more just like we would, like you said, a wild strain. So, all right, well, so there was this human genome, there was a scientist or several scientists involved in this. Who was involved in developing this? And again, I mean, this is only about 10 years old. This is new stuff. And then how long is your, I'm asking a bunch of questions, but the product's only been out for what, about a year or so? So it's really a new product.
Actually, just Thrive Spore Probiotic has been on the shelves starting in the Chicago area at the end of the year of 2014.
Okay, so it's been about maybe 4 years then. So
three, four years. And
wow, that's new.
The company has been very focused on, you know, slowly but steadily growing outwards. They're a small family-owned company.
Right. Well, it's
very
awesome.
Committed.
Well, I'm glad that you contacted us. I mean, we always get a lot of people contacting us. We have a lot of feelers out, and we're always looking for new advanced products. Now, there's a scientist or scientists behind this. Tell us a little bit more about the history on this.
So the research microbiologist behind the line is a man named Kiran Krishnan.
Okay.
He was the one who, you know, put his nose to the ground and was doing, I think he was one of the very first people to be really seriously doing research on Spore bacillus. And as a result of that, he made contact with what we consider to be the top Spore bacillus researcher in the world, who is a man by the name of Dr. Simon Cutting. He's out of the Royal Holloway Labs in the UK.
All right.
And, you know, there's guys in white lab coats all over the world that are developing strains. What you want to do is find researchers who can prove to you that that strain has particularly good qualities, and then you purchase the licensing. So we were lucky enough through Quran to track down Simon Cutting, and one of the completely unique features of Just Start Spore Probiotic, getting back to what you mentioned about the patent, the Bacillus indicus HU36 is patented because it produces 7 different antioxidants in the gut.
Oh, I know. And we're going to talk about that. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about, what makes these spores so special? We've already said that they're very shelf stable, but why? I mean, you know, because all the other probiotics out there, I mean, they have some spores in them, but yours is specifically spore-based. It's 4 different strains. Why, you know, what makes your product better or as a great add-on to your regimen for your gut? Because I know you were talking a little bit about, and we've talked about, you know, how our ancestors would get maybe dirt in their food because they were hunter-gatherers, and it's kind of a natural thing. So talk to us about how this spore works and how it cleanses the gut. I mean, I've had the training, but I think our listening audience, I'm so excited about this. Explain that whole mechanism, why these spores are so, and I hate to use the word magic, but so exceptional. Because it's almost like magic.
They're different. They're so different than what we're used to in our industry, because I think of regular probiotics versus the spore-based probiotics to be like apples and oranges.
Oh, you bet.
They complement each other, but they don't contradict each other, and the spore-based do something completely different. So, yes, I would love to describe that.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. So, as I said, another word for spore is just shell. And this is a natural, not artificial coating to these guys. And when we consume them, that natural protective shell means that they are protected entirely from the harsh acidity of stomach acid. And stomach acid really, truly is strong enough to take paint off a car. It's extremely strong.
Oh, yes, yes.
So it's understandable why any of the strains that don't have that spore shell are almost entirely killed.
Okay.
But the spore ones make it through just fine, depending on how they're manufactured. Ours have 100% survivability, and we have studies to show that. that.
Okay, Joni, so I want to interject really quick here, because this has always been kind of caveat. This has been one of the problems with probiotics is, you know, they've got to be, some of them have to be refrigerated to keep them, viable, or they have to have, you know, these high, you know, colony forming units or high numbers, or they have to be enteric coated and blah, 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 blah. You know, that all these special things have to be done. And we've worked with companies that are really experts in making sure that you get at least something down there. But when you're dealing with spore-based, I'm reading that, you know, because it's so stable, and again, it's good that we have high acid in our stomach because it kills a lot of pathogens, i.e. it's going
right.
to kill back. Yeah, but it's going to kill bacteria, the good bacteria too. So the big challenge in the whole industry is like, how do we get these good guys down there without destroying them? And I think you've discovered, your company has discovered something very, very important and special, and it goes back to the way, you know, we've always eaten our food and gotten our probiotics anyway. So this capsule is a protective, natural protective coating that will withstand the acid, withstand the heat. It's shelf stable. I love this because you could take this, all you travelers out there, and I know you've got an article on Montezuma's Revenge, but all you travelers out there, this is a phenomenal product to consider for taking on a trip or just, and of course, using every day. So you've discovered this mechanism, natural mechanism, that's going to really get some very, very beneficial probiotics, and that's via this spore. Is there anything else that we need to know about, you know, the spore-based? Is you know, numbers important? What makes these spores so special? Do they repopulate? What's this whole mechanism that goes on with the spores?
Well, so the big paradigm shift that I've had to learn how to make with learning about this has been that, you know, I've been in the industry for 40 years, and it used to be that we always believed that the regular probiotics survive stomach acidity and were going down and colonizing the gut.
Right. The acidophilus is acid-loving, right? But a lot of them don't, though. Yeah.
Well, and so with that concept, then you've got to create all kinds of artificial technology to make it last longer, to get to stomach acidity, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
But it turns out that from the perspective of Mother Nature, she actually designed the gut commensal spore bacillus. And gut commensal just means these are spore bacteria that bring benefit to the gut.
Okay.
She designed those specifically to be what it is that we're supposed to be consuming every time we eat food.
Okay. This is a good point.
It's not the other strains. The other strains do have their own benefits.
Right.
But in terms of, you know, the whole concept of bacteria getting down to the gut, cleaning it up, assisting the immune system, correcting imbalances down there, that role, we now understand with this new science coming out of the Human Microbiome Project, that role belongs to the gut commensal spore bacillus.
Okay, so we're kind of looking at, you've got to drink water every day. You've got to get fiber every day. You need protein. I mean, you need these nutrients. Our ancestors were getting this bacteria every day in this spore-based form, just due to maybe not getting a little dirt on their vegetables and so forth, which we don't anymore. And then a lot of, because our soils are so sterile, these things just don't even exist anymore. We're not getting it. And we need it basically every day. And what's this mechanism? Now I was reading about how it goes in. Tell us the whole mechanism about how it goes in and cleans our gut. Theoretically, it would come back out as a spore and then to start the whole process again. But explain that to us.
Sure. So I've already touched on how these successfully pass through stomach acidity and they're still alive. And then because the strains that are in Just Thrive are only the gut commensal kind, gut commensals have this particular intelligence, which means that as soon as they get to the small intestines, they actually recognize that they're home immediately.
Mm.
And so they have the capacity to take that spore shell on and off, depending on whether or not the environment is favorable.
This is exciting. So, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? This is the part where my hair blows back when I think about how smart they are.
Yeah, I know.
So they take the shell off, and then they perform the first and most critical part of colonization, which is that they are able to successfully bind to the correct receptor sites on the small intestines.
Wow.
And this is very important for those of us in the industry, because you can dump a bacteria down there and perhaps they are able to survive stomach acidity, but they oftentimes are kind of beat up.
Yeah, right.
And it also depends on their genetic background. But most strains are not able to bind to that receptor site. And without being able to do that, it's just simply swept through the system.
Sure. I mean, so you got food going through there and water and everything all the time. It's like a flowing river.
It's like a river.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yep. So the spores are able to very tightly adhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then they immediately begin a two-part process, which is exactly what we want when we are concerned that we have too many of the pathological strains. Most people are concerned about having an imbalance.
Right, and I'm thinking right now, leaky gut, this is going to be very beneficial.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Already.
That's why we have a clinical study on it.
Wow.
So I'll finish the method, and then we can talk about that.
Okay.
So they immediately begin scanning the intestinal environment with this amazing intelligence with which they are actually able to tell the difference between a harmful microbe versus a beneficial microbe to the human host.
No.
And that's because...
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Because it's in their best interest that we are healthy.
Well, yeah, right. It's our gut friend. Yeah, they're our gut friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they survive, they survive.
The gut is their home. They always want a home.
Genetically
right?
selected for that. Because if we died off, then they would have died. So these are the ones that are our friends.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're scanning the environment and they say, oh, look, there's a bad guy. There's a pathogen.
Uh-huh.
And so in response, they naturally produce up to 25 different substances.
Bacteriocins. Yes. Okay, here we go. So they're going to put out toxins that aren't toxic to us.
And then they use the substances to target and kill only the pathogen.
This is so huge
in our industry because everything else that we have are basically chemically based. Even if it's the more natural kind, like colloidal silver or whatever.
Oregano,
still, a chemical substance will kill good, bad, and indifferent. It will lower the entire population in your gut.
Well, I'm already thinking antibiotics. We got to talk about that here in a minute. So keep going. Yep. Okay. All right.
So the big problem with using those to try and correct a problem in the gut is that a primary role of the beneficial microbes is to keep the bad guys in check.
Uh-huh.
And so when we lower that population with a chemical substance, then it opens the door to the bad guys like weeds taking over a garden.
Right.
You know? They can come and you can wind up thicker than you were before. You took the antibiotics or whatever antimicrobial you're taking.
Well, and a lot of with the silver and the oregano, they're a little more selective. They don't really go after the bad guys as much for some reason. I mean, it's just kind of, it's a natural substance. But when you get into an antibiotic, it just kills everything. And then if you don't get that good bacteria back in, that's why people a lot of times will end up with C. diff or something very devastating just because it opens
and
the door to the bad guys.
We are currently doing a human clinical study on C. diff.
Wow. Hey, real quick. Because this is something important. You know, back in the day, they were like, well, it doesn't do any good to take probiotics with your antibiotic because it's just killing everything. But now I think things have changed a little bit. What's your philosophy or what's your science on this as far as if I start on an antibiotic, I definitely would maybe want to start on your product. And what's the kind of the... what's the regimen?
Because actually, the four strains that are used in Just Thrive had decades of safety records behind it.
Uh-huh.
These two out of four strains, not the newer licensed ones, but four bacillus have actually been being used in prescribed by physicians and veterinarians literally since the 50s and 60s.
Wow.
Because before the Human Microbiome Project, they did at least figure out that spore shell would protect these bacteria from the effects of antibiotics.
Okay.
So doctors over in Europe have been prescribing... They'd make a prescription for antibiotics, and then also along with it, you take your Sporbacillus, because you know, what they do is they wait until some of the antibiotic has dissipated in the system, and then that's the point at which they open up the spore
and
cell
they
start to do their good anti-inflammatory work, so you don't get the level of gastric distress that you would without taking your spore bacteria with it.
It's kind of like the desert when the water comes and all the flowers come up. They just know, or the little frogs and creatures all come out because the water is there. So they know when these antibiotics are gone. Yeah. So this is cool. Yeah.
And it's so convenient because you can take them at exactly the same time. right?
Yeah, yeah. And then probably, would you just take the regular dose, or do you do a higher dose, lower dose, or just use standard dose through the whole episode?
I just do the one cap along with the, I always recommend doing just a one cap along with an antibiotic.
Okay.
Just because you know that the antibiotic is going to be killing some of them.
Okay, well, let's talk dosage here real quick. So what is the dosage on this product? One a day?
Well, wait, let me finish one thing about the antibiotic.
Okay.
The really important time that you want to make sure that you're on this product is when you come to the end of your antibiotic protocol. Mm-hmm. A lot of people make the mistake of stopping taking it the same time that they finish the medication.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to do that. No.
Yeah, no, you want to make sure, because those spore bacteria will stand guard at the edge of your microbiome garden and not let those bad guys regrow.
Right.
So that's the critical time to absolutely make sure that you're getting them in the system.
Awesome. So you take one a day, or can you take more? One with every meal? Do you have to take it with or without a meal? How do you take this product?
Well, actually, one of the ways to tell whether or not your probiotic is a real true probiotic is whether or not you're directed to take it with food. Because bacteria always eat the same food that we eat.
Right. The prebiotics, the fibers in there. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Organic acacia is the prebiotic that we include in it.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you want to take it on a full stomach.
All right.
And it's not that they won't survive if you take it on an empty stomach. It's just that you get a higher reproduction rate and
get a better deal
for your buck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you eat it with a big meal.
Cool. Okay? All right. And that would be three times a day then, starting out?
Nope.
No.
Nope, once a day.
Just once a day, and then maintenance, just once a day or once every other day? Because a lot of people like to do maintenance.
That is the maintenance.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. And a lot of people object, or I've had that, you know, like, do I really have to take this every day? But the reality is that these strains are as important as eating a good diet. These are as important as
food. They're continually going in and cleaning things up, and they're kind of probably doing their thing, so they're not there forever. Some of them might be. I mean, you get this biome that kind of really gets to be super healthy, but, you know, you've got this continual flow, so it's kind of like Pac-Man going in there and cleaning everything out and then coming out at the end of the station and, you know, starting all over again, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We tend in this world to think we're going to be consuming something and it's going to live in the gut forever.
Well, you don't want it to, because that would be something nasty, probably, like C. diff that you can't get rid of. The good guys flow
these
through.
These are designed by Mama Nature to be our transient gut cleaners.
Yeah, wow.
And
oh, perfect.
You really
gut
want
cleaners.
Them to be moving through the gut, because otherwise, if they just clung to the wall and didn't move, then they wouldn't be able to clean up a very large area.
Right.
The second part of the process that I started to describe, you know, they're scanning, they're targeting, they're killing pathogens, but they're also scanning on the other side of when they see the beneficial strains. They know whether or not they're too low, and if they are too low, they actually reverse the process and feed nutrients, but only to the beneficials in order to bring that population up.
No.
So that's why we are the only probiotic that has a clinical study showing an actual 30% improvement in the microbiome, and that was just at one cap a day in 14 days.
Oh, this is phenomenal. So they're killing the bad guys and feeding the good guys. This kind of reminds me of like the fluorophages, you know, the bacterial viruses that they use. And again, my mind's just like popping really big here, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the Lignite, the Restore Lignite product and the new fluorophages. I mean, you could really, this product, I told you the other day, this reminds me of, you know, we can do the older style probiotics, and it's kind of trying to put your house fire out, you know, all the inflammation, all the damage. And all that, trying to put your house fire out with a squirt gun or a garden hose. This product is the fire department. So you bring something like this in.
Perfect.
And
you bring
something, and you know, and it's something you need to do on a continual basis, because we used to do this every day. Hello, everybody. Exactly. We're not doing it anymore. It's not in our food. This is why we have, and we could get into, and we will real quickly get into all of the things this does for us, but we just got a few minutes left. I want to talk about the four strains real quickly and what each of them do. And, you know, you were talking earlier about how they actually produce, and I couldn't believe it, but they actually produce carotenoids, you know, the bioflavonoids, antioxidants. I can't believe that they do that. So let's start with the Bacillus subtilis. We've talked about that before with the Garden of Life products. It's a phenomenal one, but you have the spores, and I noticed that it produces natokinase. Tell us real quickly about this Bacillus subtilis, and this is a specific species. It's the HU58, so it's very probably powerful, and what does it do?
So the subtilis is particularly effective in reducing inflammation, and also it is a very remarkable in terms of being able to help the leaky gut. We haven't talked much about our leaky gut study, but we are the only probiotic that has a human clinical trial showing that our finished product actually was able to reduce the endotoxins produced by the pathogens. Because if you suspect that you have leaky gut and you want to get a clinical diagnosis, what you have to do is, first of all, find a doc and a lab that know how to look for the endotoxins. Okay. But what you do is you give a blood sample. Because if they find those toxins in your blood sample, they know that the only way that they could have gotten into the blood is you have to have holes in the gut.
Okay, well, we have just a couple minutes left. So the Bacillus indicus is the one that actually produces, and it's got pigments. It's a distinct yellow-orange, and it actually produces the antioxidants. And I think, you know, I think that says it all there.
And all four of them together produce a full range of the B complex naturally, which is very important for a lot of people.
So they're producing the vitamins.
Form of B12.
Right. Okay. And the Bacillus coagulans, I see that it's really good for the inflammatory conditions such as irritable bowel and Crohn's. Is there anything else that we need to add to that? And it also helps with the absorption of food. That's another thing that these are really, really good for, and inflammation. And of course, they all help to in digesting fat. Then the last one is the Bacillus clausi. Clausi, what is
Clausi,
that?
Clausi, yes.
What does that do?
Well, the Bacillus coagulans and the clausi, you see how they don't have a number after them?
Right.
So that means those are available from the bank of wild strains.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, but all four of these strains together, you know, these four strains were chosen by the microbiologist specifically because of how they work together.
The overall effect.
Very effectively.
Right. Okay, real quickly, we're out of time, so I'm going to go through this real quickly. These are just some of the changes that we can expect with this. I love this bowel movement and odor and regularity. I guess it helps so your poop doesn't stink as much anymore. I love that. So you're going to have a healthy bowel movement. It's going to really, of course, help with the gas and bloating and the energy, your immune system. We've talked about all kinds of different disease states and different things. I think it helps with your cholesterol and your diabetes. And what's the big thing that would surprise somebody? Is it with the diabetes that it really helps, or is there something else? Of course, Crohn's.
Well, I think the key concept is that when we get too many of the bad guys in our gut, what they're doing is their natural byproducts are inflammatory.
Right.
So if those inflammatory substances leak into the bloodstream, then you're talking about an increased overall bodily inflammatory load.
And that causes everything.
And we know that
right.
is the background to chronic disease.
Right. Cancer, heart disease, arthritis, autoimmune. All right. Hey, Joni, we're out of time. This was a wonderful show. Thank you so much. And we're going to have you back again because I think we're going to talk about your vitamin K product. Does that sound good?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Mike. Have a better day. All right.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earn.